down and play very tough. And the thing is, what I like about what South did, what you hope your team does also, you're 2-18, you see guys throwing the ball down court and guys still diving for the basketball. A lot of credit to the South Titans coming out here to Garden City and making a game of it and giving you guys really something that you really need, a tune-up, as you get ready to go for Friday.
Everybody talked about them being 2-18, and I tried to warn our kids, and I tried to warn fans and everybody that it's pretty good, darn 2-18 team. I mean, they play in the City League. They've played a lot of teams tough that have won a lot of games. They've done a good job. They have some guys, big number 22 there. Not real familiar with their names, but. He does a good job, and we didn't handle him very good, and we were really nonchalant at times, and gave him a lot of looks, and didn't rebound it in the first half, and gave him some easy baskets, it was almost, I don't think we overlooked him, but we came out nervous, really, really nervous for some reason.
But once you guys got things going, though, Jason, to me it just didn't take very long. Boy, you could just feel the vibration going on in here, because it seemed like everybody wanted the ball. Everybody was shooting the ball well. You had five guys score early in the first quarter, really started spreading the ball around, and then started looking for some good shots. Then, in my opinion, as things went on there, we started looking at some bad shots. They were able to come down and start getting things going. Moore was feeling very comfortable down underneath the boards. We had nobody that really could contend with him down there. He's a good ball player, able to move that body very well, find his little shots too. But then, one thing I'm real proud of, I'm not proud of going in at 30-30 when we're up by 11. One time we came out the second half, and I thought you guys made some good defensive adjustments. He did go score off right off the bat. He scored 10 straight baskets from the second quarter to the third quarter, but basically into the fourth quarter you guys really shut him down.
Did a better job. Did some things that that's not going to work next game, so we're going to have to fix those things and come ready to play, give our crowd something to get excited about, and we didn't really give them much of that tonight.
Well, you know what, you guys able to come in here and also, I thought, played very good on the offensive side. Now, not maybe shot selection, but really you didn't turn the ball over a whole lot. I thought, again, you guys' defensive pressure picked up, especially in the fourth quarter when you really needed to get things going. You guys able to pick things up. Looked like you got a crew in there that you felt very comfortable with, JC, and able to go with that flow with those guys. Those guys able to bring it on home and get the win for you.
We had some different lineups again, and just trying to find somebody to play defense. I thought we did a good job, like you said, offensively, didn't turn it over, got some shots that we wanted. We had that stretch where we got shots where they wanted us to get them, and we didn't knock them down. I thought second half they were just going to continue to let us get some of those shots that weren't falling, and we started figuring out that's what they were trying to do, and we worked the ball inside and got some easier shots off of it, got them in foul trouble, and finished the game.
Tramp had a quiet game, though, but I think he gets in double figures. But also it's kind of nice to see that Emilio Parr and Austin Terpstra basically get back into the flow of basketball, especially at the right time, because those guys both go double figures too in this ball game.
Well, Emilio did a good job, and Terpstra figured out in the second half he had to be more physical on both ends of the court and go rebound and go score it down low, and he did in that second half right off the bat. They were kind of him and Moore exchanging baskets there for a little bit. He did a good job. I really did, like you said, I thought Emilio did a good job of understanding defense, and it carried over to offense.